Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and today we have an exciting show for you. This show is so exciting that we're going to take a limited amount of commercials. I do not want you to miss out on one word, not one word of what we're talking about today in the Punch Bowl on Changing the Conversation. Now, if you are listening to this show on the line, I just know, I can already see that this is a show you're going to want to jump in to the Punch Bowl, ask your questions, make your comments. If you're listening on the line, that's fine. You can go ahead and listen, but if you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If you are listening to this show on your computer and you want to join the conversation, feel free. Give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And if you want to join the conversation again, please press 1. But before we do anything else, as always, we invite you to post the show, tweet the show, share this show on your LinkedIn network, text your friends, let them know that you are listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, because this is a show where we get to talk to the people and have the conversations that most media outlets do not want to have. But before we go too far into today's show, I'm going to give you a minute to let everyone know to tune in to Changing the Conversation. And while you do that, I'm going to go to a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries inherent risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
I have a question. I have a question. We're back from that brief commercial break, but I have a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me on the line, and you know I have to ask, do you, Nabuki?
Every day.
Every day.
We Nabuki all day, every day. That's what we do. We Nabuki. So how are you all this morning?
Oh, we're great. We're looking so forward to our guest today. And we have such a powerful week already scheduled. So everyone should look at the numerous fabulous guests we have scheduled all week.
Yes, we do. We do. We have wonderful guests lined up this week. I don't know what we did this week, but we really just put our foot in it this week. Part of it, most of it, is due to a bottle of youth and a bottle of youth for me. So thank you for that. But I just want to say tomorrow I want everybody to tune in because not only am I going to say we have a very special guest, because all of our guests are special, but tomorrow we actually have the VP, the Vice President of Punch TV Network, Ms. Rachel Ramos, is going to be a guest on Changing the Conversation. We have an opportunity to speak directly with Ms. Ramos, who has been with Punch TV for 9 years, to talk about her journey to from where she started to where she is now as VP and what that challenge has been for not only a television network and a television studio, but for a woman to lead and run a television network, but a woman who is African-American and a Latina. So, again, because she's family, because she's Punch, we just want to make sure everyone tunes in all week, but please tune in tomorrow. And we definitely thank everyone for tuning in to today's show because, again, we have a very, very special guest on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. Now, our guest today has an extensive bio, extensive, but it's so extensive that I'm not even going to give you all the details of his bio. I'm going to give him the opportunity to let us know about everything he's doing, what he's done, and what he has going on. But the reason we want to speak to our guest today is because we have so many people from A Bottle of Youth, A Bottle of Youth for Me, from so many people across the country, not just in Los Angeles, not just in Southern California, but across the country who went out of their way to support the Punch TV Studios IPO. But I can tell you right now that our guest today is one of the people who single-handedly helped us to close out the initial phase of the Punch TV Studios IPO. Our guest today was up at all hours because we sat and we watched him. He posted in groups. He created videos. We're going to share at least one of the videos that our guest today created without our help, without our assistance. We didn't go to him and ask him, but he found out about the Punch TV Studios IPO. He reviewed it, and he went out, and he has been one of our biggest supporters. So we wanted to have him as a guest on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. And without further ado, I bring to you Mr. Alfonso Bowens, Jr. Good morning, Alfonso. How are you?
Sharifa, good morning. Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for the kind introduction.
Oh, no, I mean, you deserved it. I can't take away from you what you have done. And to me, it's nothing worse than somebody who does and who gives from their heart without asking anything in return and not giving that person recognition. And A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me are on the line, and they'll bear witness that we try to support the P for us. So I have to give credit where credit is due.
Well, my business motto is teamwork makes the dream work. And mm-hmm. once I found out about Punch, I believed in the dream, and so I just wanted to do my part to help, you know, make that IPO as successful as I could. And so that's why I just took forth the effort to try to utilize my skill sets to get the word out.
So let's talk a little bit. I'm going to give you a twofold question. First of all, I want to hear a little bit about your skill set that made you recognize the dream. And then also I want to know what in the dream or the vision of what we're doing really inspired you. What did you see?
Well, the first thing, it's been a journey these last couple years. in terms of my personal development. I've been re-educating myself in the marketplace of telecommunications, and so that has allowed me to see where the industry or entertainment industry is going. And so when someone brought to me about this punch, I just decided to do my research on it, and it just started to – what I was learning started to apply with what Punch was Punch TV Studios is going to be doing. And so I got excited from that. So I went deeper into the process, and that allowed me to really understand the opportunity that is before me with Punch TV Studios. And that would be, A, not only for a black-owned company to propel forward in the Wall Street marketplace, but B, if they're successful or if Punch is successful, it allows for other minority companies to be able to present their company to a crowd and show get support financially so that they can propel their business as well. And so that's why I got really excited about Punch TV Studios. And then the concept itself, I mean, doing my research, just listening to Mr. Collins, listening to you, Sharifa, I found out about the radio broadcast, and I started to listen to all the broadcasts, and it just got me infused into the company that way. Even though I'm not with the company, I felt like you're such a family-oriented company that I became a part of it, and I just wanted to, again, teamwork makes the dream work. I wanted to make sure I did my part to try to help you succeed with your IPO.
Well, thank you. I mean, we thank you for that. But I also, more than just thanking you, I appreciate the fact that you were able to see all of that. Because I've been with the company for 4 years, and I didn't receive my first paycheck until my fourth year. So let me just say that again for our listeners who didn't understand what I'm saying. I went 3 years without receiving a paycheck, and that wasn't because anybody tricked me or told me I was. You know, it was because, you know, I was one of the people who created – CheapTickets.com and Perks.com, and I have a lot of startup experience, AlmostGolf.com. And when I see a business or I see a company that I really believe has the ability to change the world, I put my time, my energy, and my sweat equity into making it happen. And so it allowed me to do it for the love of it, for the belief of it, for the fact that I know that this company is going to change lives. You know, even now with raising the money for the IPO, I always remind Mr. Collins about the vision that God gave him. If you stand on the vision that God gave you, everything else is going to fall in line, because the vision that God gave Mr. Collins is to make movies from the lives of ordinary people, the lives that the stories that never would have gotten told. And so when I see movies like Hidden Figures, it's like a prime example of our stories that nobody else really is going to want to tell. You know, who's going to want to tell all of our stories and the struggles and the different things that we've gone through?
And that's what makes the concept so brilliant, is the fact that there's going to be a platform for those stories. And that's why that's what gets me excited about supporting Punch TV Studios, is being able to make sure that platform is there to allow for that particular story to be told and exposed to a marketplace that normally wouldn't hear those stories. And another thing, one other thing that kind of vibes off what you just said, Sharifa, being an entrepreneur myself, I understand about the struggles. And so to see this company come from where it has been to where it is now to where it's going to be, it just makes you, as a business owner, it just makes you really want to support this type of opportunity, because it's so much work been put into it, and it's just a great platform, I believe, that could really, like you said, change lives.
Yes, and the thing about it is, we have changed lives. And sometimes you get to the point where you are like, that's good enough for me. What I've already done is good enough for me. We launched in Los Angeles in Southern California on KILM on August 1st, August 1st of this year, August 1st, 2017. And since the launch, my phone has not stopped ringing. I think I'm going to get another assistant. I'm going to give them this phone number, and I'm just going to get me a new phone because my phone has not stopped ringing. And people, and I have a commercial, I'm in a commercial on KILM, well, actually on the whole network, but the people in Southern California are seeing the commercial, and they're calling, and they're like, oh, we see you, and we see your commercial. But what stood out to me is that people don't know I filmed that commercial in 2015. So the commercial that they're seeing in 2017 is old news for me. I saw it 2 years ago. I was there, in, you know, seeing the dream, seeing the vision in 2013. So the people are just waking up to Punch TV. The people are just seeing all the things that we're doing. And so they're the ones who are now getting excited. But we have been broadcasting since 2008. We've been broadcasting on 2008. And the funny thing now to me is that we laugh at is when we say we broadcast, people call us and they're shocked. And they're like, oh, I saw you on TV and you were on for 24 hours. And I'm like, like,
that's
I didn't
what
know.
A broadcast is.
Right, like, did you think we put, like, an hour on and then we, like, we be back tomorrow and then the rest of the night is green and, you know, dark? We have been broadcasting since 2008 through our ups and our downs and our struggles. There's never been a point in time when we have not been on the air since 2008. So for any company, not just an African-American company, and there are a lot of people within the company, to me, who focus too much, and I always bring it to their attention, on us being an African-American-led company. And the thing about it is any company who can broadcast 24 hours, 7 days a week since 2008 is doing something right.
Right.
So well, you recognize that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I recognize that. And so when I go online and I'm doing my research and I see a lot of negative things said about the company, that's what compelled me to make that video, because I wanted to show what I see and why I see it the way I see it. And I thought that maybe it could – I think there was a lot of miseducation, mainly with the process of the IPO, so I wanted to educate people on that process, because if you understand that process, it would even greater enhance for you to see the opportunity as far as the investment goes. And so that's why I really wanted to break down that process with that first initial video that I made.
And you did, and again, we're going to share that your original video on the Bookie today as soon as I finish this show, or if a bottle of you for me know where that video is and somebody can post it, we're going to share that video because you, like you said, you broke it down, and that's why we were blown away. And one of the things that, and I'll tell you what Mr. Collins said about the video, I mean, he had a lot of comments. He really loved the video, but Mr. Collins is funny. One of the main things that he said is he loved the fact that somebody else did it, that somebody else was a third party can explain it to people, because sometimes when it's coming directly from the company, no matter what we say, and that's, this process has really been shocking to me, and I learned a lot about human nature, because we have negative comments, and, I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes you would be surprised about some of the negativity that we receive in everything that we're trying to do. Number one, we qualify with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We qualify with the Securities Exchange Commission of the United States government. This is not like if we go out and we say we're doing something and we don't do it, that, oh, we're going to get a ticket. We're going to have to pay a fine and
right.
they're going to charge
right.
us a couple hundred dollars. No, we will be in the jail. Okay, this is jail time. This is not state. This is federal. You will be locked up for a long time. You cannot play games with the SEC, with the United States government. So that's why we made sure that everything that we did, everything that we do, which is why we're still here, is legit. But when we read the negative comments, at first, you get really hurt. You take it really personal because it's a personal attack at you. When you look at
right.
the time that you could have been spending with your children or your family, or you could have been out at the club, or you could have been watching the Mayweather fight, but you work at Punch TV Studios to create jobs for other people, and the people come back with these negative comments. Like, we did a Facebook Live one time. And Mr. Collins was talking, and he was explaining the IPO, and he was going through the whole process, and he stopped, and he drank a glass of water. All of a sudden, this person in the Facebook Live comments started just going off. Look at him. He's a con man. He's a thief. Look at him. Look at how he drinks the water. He's drinking that water. You know he got to be lying. What? How?
Well, one thing I would say, and that's what really, again, got me motivated to help support Punch, is because I went through all of the qualified IPOs that qualify for Regulation A. I went through every single one of them because I didn't know anything about that platform. So once Punch allowed me to be exposed to that platform, I went to see what other companies were doing, and that even further validated this concept that Punch is doing, and the fact that it's the market that is geared toward, like, man, we need to. This is what we need as a non-accredited investor. Opportunities like this to help build our wealth economically, and so that's why it just allowed me to go even further to really feel like I need to really as much as I could push this concept to people, so that they can get it and they can get in and invest, because I believe this will blow up to the point where you're going to have a lot of people that I would have, could have, should have, especially a lot of those negative people who were down on Punch.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm, when the whole thing goes down, I'm the one who always tries to get Mr. Collins to look at the, give people the benefit of the doubt. Let's give them the benefit of doubt. And for me, the benefit of the doubt is that what most people do not understand is that when President Barack Obama signed Regulation A+, when he put his pen to the paper and he made his decision to sign Regulation A+, he literally changed history. I'm not talking figuratively. I'm not talking hypothetically. I'm talking about literally. Never before
yes.
in the history of America. And that's why I'm so shocked that most people don't understand about what's going on, because people are like, oh, I don't follow this. Oh, I don't follow what y'all doing. I don't follow all of that. But President Obama changed history. Never before in the history of America. And again, I'm not talking about the history of Los Angeles. I'm not talking about the history of Hollywood. I'm talking about the history of America. Have non-accredited investors been able to invest in an IPO? And that's not about being black or being white or being Hispanic or being Asian. It's about the battle, which is my favorite battle. It's the battle between the haves and the have-nots.
And the have-nots.
And what President Obama did is he leveled the playing field. What people don't understand is how the rich get rich is they take their investments from what they already have and they invest in more things. They invest in more businesses. They invest in more companies. They don't just sit on that money. They don't just go to the club. They invest what they already have into other businesses. But the law said, not just what people thought, but the law said that in order to invest in a company in an IPO phase, you had to be an accredited investor. So it's a lot – what people don't understand, this is when I get into racism, because a lot of things are systematic racism. Is if people mm-hmm. ask today in 2017, does racism still exist? And yes, it does, because no matter what a person thinks, there are things that are still in place systematically to keep you out. So they don't have to tell you you can't come to the party because you black. They just going to tell you the cost to get into the party is 10 grand. You got 10 grand, you can come to the party. So
Oh, I was just going to say, and this is where that this platform, this Regulation A platform, allows for the average or the common man, the non-accredited investor, to be able to come to that party on a discount, because he is able to invest in these companies that are SEC sanctioned. And this is tremendous in terms of building wealth, especially in those communities that have been locked out for so long systematically.
Absolutely, and you said it so eloquently, and you said it so professionally and correctly, and no matter how we try to say it and how we try to explain it, because one of the most popular comments and feedback that we received is we haven't simplified our message enough for the people. And again, being in charge of marketing and PR at Punch, I take full responsibility for that. So maybe I don't know how to say it any simpler to make everybody understand that you need to buy your stock at $1 per share at PunchTVStudios.com right now, because we're going to change the world. We're changing lives. But if you just simply understand the whole buy low, sell high, you'll get the whole thing. We're offering you at $1 per share what we plan to sell at 10, 20, 30. We don't know what we're going to open on the market with, but I know we're not opening at $1 per share. I didn't work for 3 years to build a company to open at $1 per share, or 4 years to open at $1 per share. Now, if you ask Mr. Collins, he would tell you it would be his hope and his prayer and what he would like the stockholders to do to set the opening price at $525 per share, which would make us a $6 billion or multi-billion dollar company. Now, that may or may not happen. I don't know. But I can tell you right now, even if we opened at $10 or $20 or $40 or $50 or $200 per share, you purchase that share at $1 per share. So if you purchase 10,000 shares or 1,000 shares or 500 shares, and you just simply multiply 500 times 50, that's your benefit of investing in us, you know. And then you get back to the fact that what we're doing with your investment dollars is we're creating jobs. We're expanding.
Right.
Punch TV Studios is now in over 25 million homes. 25 million homes. 25 million people turn on their televisions in their homes right now and watch Punch TV. And that's not only because of Joseph Collins and what we've done, but it's because of you, Alfonso. It's because of you, A Bottle of Youth. It's because of you, A Bottle of Youth, for me. It's for all of the people who gave their shares and invested in Punch TV Studios because they saw the dream. But Alfonso, you were one of the people with your video that helped other people to see what we were doing clearly. So what I want to do on the second half of the show is talk a little bit more about you, because it honestly, I didn't even intend to go as much into the history of Punch TV Studios. I wanted to give you your airtime, but, you know, I just get so passionate, I get to talking. I usually do a commercial break about every 15 minutes. I'm going to stop for one break right now, and then we're going to go through the show, and we're going to be right back after this. I'm going to take a brief. I'm not even going to run all the commercials. Mr. Collins is going to get me, but we'll be back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-419.
310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation, you have missed a wonderful first 30 minutes. We have been speaking with Mr. Alfonso S. Bowens, Jr. This conversation is just about to heat up. So if you're listening on the line, you have a question or a comment for Alfonso, if you have a question or comment for me, if you just want to make your voice heard, please feel free to join us in the Punch Bowl. Please press 1. I see right now we do have a caller who has a question or a comment. If you're listening to this show on your computer and you want to join us in the Punch Bowl, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And press 1 so that we know you want to join the conversation and not just listen. So I do have a caller on the line. You have a question or a comment for us today?
Hi, this is Doreen Eason, and I want to thank you for
Don't be so official. I know you, hey, Doreen. You are also one of our biggest supporters. I'm rude. I cut you off, but I wanted to be like, hey, girl. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay, because I'll tell you, I was wondering who Alfonso was. I'm like, wait a minute, I see this gentleman here, but no official, Mr. Bowen. I don't see how he came to be about. So this works so perfectly for me because he's a person that's passionate about Punch TV just as I am. He's on another level. But I enjoy hearing this because now when I pass the information on to others, I can say, and this gentleman, and here's how he came and here's what his belief was, because I too face a lot of associates who say, oh, that's a scam. And then I always challenge them by saying, can you show me how that's a scam? And I've had several of them to actually come back and say, no, I was mistaken. And I say, okay, that's good to know. But I'm really thankful to be a part of this show and to understand where everybody fits into the whole scheme of things. And I just wanted to say thank you, Mr. Bowen, and thank you, Sharifa.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Doreen, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. And the reason how I found out about Punch was a friend of mine, because we started to get into investments, and we're learning more about investments, and we created this group called the Brotherhood Investment Group, and that allowed us to try to come together so we can learn and we can all grow economically. And so this friend of mine came to me with Punch, and she asked me, because I've been a little further advanced than maybe that she is, she actually said, is this a scam? And I didn't know anything about Punch at the time, and so that's what caused me to start digging. And I'm pretty good at finding research and gathering information, and it just got me going, and it's right up my alley, especially with the creative side. So I could understand where you come from.
Well, for me, I have experience in owning stocks prior to Punch TV. I've owned stocks in IBM and other companies, you know, that I've worked for or just had an interest in. But I have to say that the opportunity that was afforded to me to be able to get in the IPO phase of Punch TV, to me, is just priceless. It's priceless.
I agree.
For a person to understand, and I do have people that on a daily basis, I'm trying to get them to understand, you know, what it is that's actually going on here and the process that it takes. You know, you're not going to see this overnight. It's going to take a minute, but here's what your reward will be. And like Sharifa said, I don't expect it to, once the IPO closes and the shareholders decide what they're – I don't expect it to be $1. I expect it to be more than that. But there's one thing that I understand, and I can see that you understand it as well, sir, is that if you're going to be a part of something, you need to be about it, which means you need to be, you know, to participate in it. And the one thing that I, you know, that kind of, I don't see more people in there participating, and that's because they don't understand. How can you support something passively? I think we need to work towards having them be more involved. And that's why every opportunity I get, I take the time out of my day to make sure that I'm in here, because I do understand that it is an incredible opportunity, and I love being a part of Punch TV.
And that's the beauty of crowdfunding opportunities,
yes.
Being
yes.
able to be a part of the crowd, and not just – and being a part of the crowd means to participate in sharing the information so that others can be a part of this crowd. And I think the most important – one of the most important things in terms of this opportunity is understanding the marketplace. I think if you were able to break down what Punch is in a,
yes.
in a simplistic way, and then you can paint that picture by putting Punch inside of a greater scheme of things, which is where if you look at all these major players, telecommunication companies are shifting toward entertainment. There's more and more video being consumed every day. And so
yeah.
people are wanting and craving content. And so when you find a company that creates content, there's value there that you have to, you should be able to realize, and you have an opportunity to capitalize on it before they go to the exchange, then this is almost a no-brainer. But you have to kind of, I think you have to really paint that picture so people can see the company itself and then how they fit in the grand scheme of things.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things that I want to say, and we have to make it more obvious for people, so we're going to update some of our social media as well as our website that most people don't know that we have available, is that we do conference calls. If you're speaking to any of your friends who have questions or they don't understand it, we're here for you. We're here to make it easier for you. So if you, you know, have 10 or more friends, at least do that for us, but get 10 or more friends together, we can do a conference call with our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. He will personally get on the phone and explain the IPO to them. And not only explain the IPO, but answer their questions. We want to do a conference call for your Brotherhood group. Doreen, if you have friends and you can get them together, we'll do a conference call for you. All you got to do is just schedule a time. We don't even tell you the time or the day. You call us and you say, Mr. Collins, I got 15 friends and they want to talk, ask you questions at 3 a.m. on Friday night. We will be there at 3 a.m. on Friday night, whatever it takes to help you. We are so willing to help you. And one of the things that I love about working with Mr. Collins, like I said, my experience with other companies is that Mr. Collins is so attainable. He's right there. And people don't understand it. Do you really think you can walk in to speak to the CEO of Sony or Warner Brothers or anywhere else? They're not going to talk to you. And the fact that you even want to talk to them is an insult to them. They wouldn't even contemplate having a conversation with you. Mr. Collins is on the bookie all the time. He created an entire social media network simply for people
yeah.
who are supporters. We can support them. You can support us. But whatever you're doing, we always try to put the full force of whatever we're doing behind it. So if you want to do a conference call, let me know. I'm always available. Everybody can find me. I'm on Facebook, you know, my email. I'm one of the easiest people to get a hold of. But if you ever have questions or comments or anything, we are here for you. Now, we do have another caller on the line who has a question or a comment. I don't know what yet, but today I'm loving it because people are just jumping into the punch bowl. So, caller, okay. You have a question or comment?
Yes, Larry Hutchinson here, Hutchinson Films.
Hi, Mr. Hutchinson.
Hello, how are you doing, Larry?
Maureen.
Yeah.
I invited him.
Okay, family's joining the call today. I love it.
Okay, I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about $1 a share.
Yes.
And then you're breaking it down to 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that to me is a little expensive. Can you explain that to me?
First of all, before I explain it, I want to make sure I understand the question. You said we're breaking it down to 50 million?
Well, if you break it down at $1 a share and you're selling 50 million shares, that's expensive for shares right off of the top. I mean, for a growing company, that seems to be very expensive. I mean, at $1 a share, I do understand that, and I love the program, the what's going on. But the only question that I have is, you're talking about $1 a share, but there's 50 million shares out there. Now, is this the numbers gonna come down in October when it shuts it off, or what's the whole idea of this? I don't understand it.
I know. See, that's the problem. We have to make it so that people can actually understand it. The thing is, when we opened, when we opened, we had a choice to set the opening price at any price that we wanted. We chose to set the price at $1 per share, and people literally told us we were crazy, that there was no way in the world that we would be able to raise $50 million at $1 per share. And what happened is there were people who came in and invested, you know, $1 million or, you know, that amount. So we're getting very close to that $50 million goal. So the $50 million is the amount that we have to reach. So whether we reach it at $1 per share or $10 per share, the total is $50 million. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. I understand that's the quota that you're trying to do. What I don't understand is that's very expensive for a new stock. A $1 at $50 million, okay, so if you make $50 million in 1 year, the stock's going to still be worth $1.
Right, but
that's
incorrect, because the $50 million doesn't affect the value of the shares. The $50 million is the amount that we're going to raise. And $50 million for an entertainment company is very, very small, because for most studios, they can spend $50 million or more on one movie.
Right, right. That I'm understanding. I'm pretty familiar with the movie industry. Anyway, but there is 50 million shares out there. Is that what we're saying?
There's more than 50 million. There's more than 50 million shares out there.
Oh, there's more than 50 million shares.
Correct.
Okay,
$50 million is what we have allocated towards the public.
Right, right. Oh, okay. So there's even more shares out there.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. That's well. So, that's fantastic. Now, I got another question.
We are here to help.
Okay. So now, the TV program itself, I'm in Texas. What channel is that located on, and how can I see this station?
We're raising the $50 million so we can expand. So currently in Texas, we are in Houston, Texas, and we are in Beaumont, Texas. I don't know what happened, but almost all of our guests are in Dallas, Texas. All of our supporters are in Dallas, Texas. Our transfer agent, who actually physically issues and mails out the stock certificates, is in Plano, Texas. So we have a huge demand in Texas. But as of right now, we are on in Houston and in Beaumont, Texas. So that's why, again, we need the support of the people to be able to go in every city across the country.
Mm-hmm, right. Okay. Yeah, that answered my question. Okay, I'm good with it. I'll check it out online.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate you calling in, Mr. Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
You are bringing out the people, Alfonso. You are bringing out the people today. We're answering
questions.
I do what I can.
And one thing to look at, if you look at the, if in terms of the share, the number of shares, if you look at their the stock structure, it's relative or comparative to other entertainment companies, and so you could then kind of gauge what's going on in these other industries based on how this company is set up structurally from a stock standpoint. That would help, probably help him in terms of looking at the potential. And if you look at that potential, you see that $50 to $100 market, dollar per share market that's out there for an entertainment company if they're able to execute their business plan. So that's where you should get excited.
Yep.
In terms of what all Punch is doing, because of the various platforms that they have set up, it allows to me, it allows for Punch to be able to do so many things to create so much revenue for the individual operations, especially this Punch Animations, which really is I'm excited about, because as an artist of my own right, I can really appreciate what they're doing, especially bringing in so much experience from Disney and with Mr. Sullivan, bringing those two together and really being able to create Disney quality or style movie animations or to that same effect, which would be a professional great story that could be told, which goes along with what Mr. Collins is trying to do with telling these type of stories. And I just get excited when I see that, and it's just so much potential with these various operations.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because you may know, but our listeners may not know, that everything that we do, we try to incorporate some bit of history and a lot of value into what we're doing. Punch Animation, Inc., which is a division of Punch TV Studios, is already a publicly traded company. You can go in and purchase your stock on the open market, OTC, right now in Punch Animation, Inc., and what Mr. Collins did in his wisdom is he actually became the CEO of the original company, which was Urban Television Network. And Urban Television Network was created in 1984. And Urban Television Network is actually the first African-American-owned television network in history, period. But they had been dormant for so many years, and Mr. Collins went in and he said, you know what, let's bring this company back to life this time. And that's the thing, you know, our motto around the office is, it is our time. Right now, 2017 is our time. It's time for us to stand up and do all the things that our forefathers and generations before us only dreamed of doing. They could never do based on technology and the laws and all these different things that we can do right now, that we're doing right now. So Mr. Collins is the CEO of two public companies. There are not just that many people on this earth who are the CEO of two public companies. That's, I mean, what he's doing is just so many people don't understand it. But when he brought in Leo Sullivan and Floyd Norman, that was huge as well, because they worked with Walt Disney. And when I say with Walt Disney, I'm not talking about the Disney studios. I'm talking about the man, the flesh and blood, the man, Walt Disney. They were the first African-American animators. And so we have these two animators on board at Punch Animation to bring you the newest, the best, the latest animated shows. So when people look at what we're doing, it's so much going on that they can't even fathom half of what we're doing on a daily basis at Punch TV Studios and Punch Animation, Inc.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's that value that we should get excited about as investors. Is you're investing in a company that's going to really be a platform for almost any type of entertainment potentially that allows for you to get to have exposure if you're an artist or if you write scripts or if you're a filmmaker, if you create web series. I just think that it's just so important that we as a community in terms of those that invest in Punch really get out and really share this opportunity with as many people as possible, because we want to make sure Punch receives the $50 million so that they can execute the way that they need to, so that everybody can get a good return on your money, but at the same time be a part of something special that I believe that Punch is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I believe that as well. We want everybody to not only receive a return on their investment, it is our belief, it is our goal, it is our mission in life, while we wake up every morning, early in the morning, and wake the birds up, so that everybody receives a return on their investment, but that we create generational wealth. Again, this is when I go back to our community and the urban community and the African-American community, is because other communities have generational wealth. What happens is when their children graduate from high school, even before, when their children are born, their college educations are paid for. In our community, we don't have that ability. So our children are always behind. They're always playing catch up. So, yeah, they may be able to legally do so many different things now, but they don't have the money in the bank to be able to do whatever it is that they need to do, and that's why they suffer. They have to do what we did. We had to figure it out. Unless, you know, I'm speaking for us, but unless either of you or any of you on the line had a silver spoon in their mouth or were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you figured it out. And that's the thing that I don't want generations to come to have to do. I don't want them to have to figure it out. I want them to think about it. I want to think about their careers, and I want to think about what they want to do with their lives. But I want them to have the money in trust accounts so that they can go and they have the resources to go and do whatever it is that they need to do. And so that's our goal and our vision here at Punch TV Studios, to make that possible. The other thing, the reason why I love Punch TV Studios, is because our focus is on creating jobs. And there are many people and many presidents and many politicians who don't understand the importance of creating jobs. If you want to improve the economy, if you want to reduce crime, the only answer is jobs. Hungry people rob, full people don't, period. I don't have to make it any other way. But when people are happy and there are times of peace, everything is good. But when you got people who are hungry and they starving, what are their options? What are their choices? So we're creating jobs so a man has the ability to feed his family. He knows his family is taken care of. He doesn't have to worry about being able to take care and feed everybody in his family. So we are creating jobs, and we're creating generational wealth. And so the question is, how? How are we doing that? We're producing over 300 new feature films and television shows over the next 4 years post-IPO. People don't even understand how many people it takes to produce one film until you watch the credits of the show. You see everybody, the Foley person, everybody's on there. But it takes hundreds of people sometimes to make one film. But guess what? Yes. That's job security for the people who are a part of what we're doing. And that's what Punch TV Studios is about. But I say it on this show, and I say it all the time, we are here because of you. We're here because of you, Alfonso. We're here because of you, Doreen. We're here because of you, A Bottle of Youth. We're here because of you, A Bottle of Youth for me. We're here because of each and every investor. So we ignore all the people who are negative, and we focus on all. We have over 10,000 investors in the Punch TV Studios IPO, over 10,000 investors. And I am not legally allowed to tell people the exact amount that we have raised, but I can tell you right now we are close to closing out this IPO, and that's why our focus is on closing out IPO 2.0 by October 4th, by October 4th, 2017. So as always, I go to everybody with all the honesty in my heart. My name in Arabic, Sharifa, means honest or of honor, and I ask people, honestly, we need your help. We need your support. This is not just about Joseph Collins. This is not about Punch TV Studios. This is not about Sharifa Hardy. This is about all of us coming together and changing the world. And then I go biblical on it. I tell you, the book says that if two are in agreement, and if only two people stand in agreement, I am the third. So everything that we're doing here at Punch TV Studios, because of our supporters and because of the belief that we have, we know God is on our side. We're going to close out this IPO October 4th, 2017. We're going to make generational wealth. We're going to create jobs. We're going to produce television, and we're going to live happily ever after. How about that?
Amen.
I like to you don't mind if I comment on the generational wealth part?
You can comment on whatever you want. This is your show.
Okay. I really, and that's what excites me so much, because if you look at the stock market, where it was when the recession hit to where it is now, if you read about what's going on in terms of the gap between the haves and the have-not, it's because, as you said, the haves invest, and the middle class and the working poor do not invest like they should. And so the president, former president Barack Obama, created that opportunity, and that's what we really need to really showcase or show people. This is an opportunity. These IPOs, Mr. Collins said it at $1 a share to make it affordable. If you look at the other Regulation A IPOs, most of them are not at $1 a share, and most of them have high minimum set. This opportunity allows for people to get in and invest and be able to help this company grow and also benefit financially when the company reaches its mark. And so I think that the generational wealth is key in terms of looking back at the urban community to these type of opportunities can really be beneficial in terms of shortening the financial gap. Because they're so inexpensive to get into, and you have actually a chance to really help the company out by sharing the content, by getting the word out on what's going on inside of the different avenues that Punch TV has to offer. And so I'm just really excited about this opportunity when it comes to Punch TV Studios.
Alfonso, thank you. Where can people find out more information about you? Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do. I wanted to spend more time talking about it, but tell us a little bit because we down in the last couple of minutes.
Okay, so the businesses that I have is the Urban Web Kings. It's a domain and web hosting platform. You can purchase your website names. If you need hosting space, any type of server space, you can support the urbanwebkings.com. It's very inexpensive, and instead of going to the GoDaddies of the world, you can use a platform like this and get the same quality product. Another thing that I do is also I have the Black Bank Network. I just want to make people more aware of supporting black banks. There's only 23 black banks currently in the United States. There are local banks, and there's also national banks such as One United. And so if there's a local bank or if you want to support a black bank, I think it's real beneficial because they give back to the urban community. And then, of course, you can find me if you go to Facebook, look up the Brotherhood Investment Group, join the group. Together, again, teamwork makes the dream work. So whatever knowledge you bring in, we try to help each other grow financially, build economical wealth, so that we can then give back to our communities. So you can find us again at Brotherhood Investment Group. So that's about what I do. And of course, if anybody looking for a good laugh, I'm there too on Facebook.
Oh. Okay. I'm definitely going to reach out to you for about the black banks. Yes, I'm definitely interested in that. So I will be reaching out to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So I want to take a minute and I want to thank Alfonso S. Bowen Jr. for being a guest on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. So thank you, Alfonso.
You're more than welcome. I appreciate the invite and being able to speak on Punch TV.
Absolutely. I want to thank Doreen for calling in, taking your time to join us in the Punch Bowl. I want to thank A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of You For Me, our co-host, for co-hosting and just being amazing and being in the Punch Bowl with us if we need us. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. This was an amazing, amazing, amazing show today. These are the types of conversations that we have at Punch TV Studios on Changing the Conversation. We're open. We're here. If you want a conference call, give us a call, 310-419-5914. Again, that number is 310-419-5914. Ask them for a conference call in investor relations. If you have any questions, feel free, call me, Sharifa Hardy, 310-419-5914. I ask you to tell your friends about Changing the Conversation. We are here Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So as always, until next time, we are out.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.